Sneaker Business Talk. It's the Soul Material Podcast.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast you cheer for, Soul Material. I'm your man, the OGEO.
It's T-Mark the Street Shark.
And we would be just remiss if we did not cover the legacy, the man, the legend himself. Rest in peace, our man, Kobe Bryant. And we celebrated our 2/8/24 this year. And we are happy, delighted, elated, because around this time, just a year ago, Shark, we did not believe or did not foresee the potential of us getting any future Kobe models from Nike, given what was going on. And now we're at a spot in which we're now getting teased with Vanessa on her Instagram, showing a lot of things as far as potential Kobe colorway, home colorway of the Lakers, with a rendition of the Air Force One. Nike SB has teased some things, and we've had some releases that have done extremely well. And I'm just happy, we're just happy here at Soul Material that the legacy of Kobe Bryant at Nike, which initially started in 2005, 2006 with the Kobe One, will continue with a lot of retros, a lot of great colorways. And Shark, you can just throw it off, man, because again, it was a point just not so long ago that there was some friction with the relationship. I'm glad things have been repaired and restored and we are benefiting from it.
Yes, indeed. So again, and we've talked about Kobe in different episodes here and there, but again, just wanted to give it its own moment in time, because not only did we have the 2/8/24 that just the numbers just allowed it for it to happen, but at the same time, Kobe, he has a series of statues that are actually going to be displayed at the Staples Center now to honor his legacy. And the first statue, which is him putting up the number one sign after he's walking off the court after his 81 performance. Like, that was the first, and he was in the first Kobe ones when he did that. So that was pretty cool. So now we get to just see more momentum. Nike and Vanessa Bryant have renewed their business relationship to move forward. So now we're getting some more. We have more lined up that we know is going to be true. We don't have to speculate anymore about what Kobe models are going to be released. And we have some insight on colorways coming soon, at least through the calendar year of 2024. So that being said, really excited, that the Sixers were coming back, and then we already talked about the reverse Grinches, and the craze that was during the holiday season, because you saw that like a year in advance of other NBA players wearing it, and we just never knew if that was going to be a general release, and it was released. It's amazing that shoe is still selling for $500-$600, and they released it. And those were like the most quantities that they released, and I don't know how long, and you're still paying those prices. But, at the end of the day, Vanessa honored her word of saying that she would increase some of these, work to get some of these quantities increased so people had a better shot. Besides the Sixes, because we see there's some more colorways coming with the Italian Campbells. That's one of my personal favorites that's coming out in the summertime. And then you have the Kobe 8 model, all right? So that shoe has come out, and we're going to see some other colorways throughout the summer. But for the 8/24, here's a look-see at the 8/24. So this is the court purple. There was like an emerald green colorway that came out as well, all right? So you can see more details from a unboxing episode on our YouTube channel where I give you even more details. But just look, here's just the 8, the 24, and the 2 for Gigi on here as well. So internet has already shown us some pictures of the new Mambacitas. All right, so you already got that in the 6, but now you're gonna get it in the 8. All right, and it's just, I think it has like butterflies on here, and it still represents Gigi number 2 on the back for her number as well. So just wanted to give you some details. You know, we love a good show and tell over here, over at the Soul Material Podcast. So here you go with the Court Purple Kobe 8. So I love this model. If you have been following us, you know that I've already displayed my Nike ID version of the Kobe 8, which is one of my favorites or whatever. You know, it's inspired by one of my favorite cartoons, Masters of the Universe, He-Man. So, you know, when we did our podcast live at the Capital One Arena for Sneaker Night with the Washington Wizards a couple years ago, I had that shoe on display, and that was one of the two shoes that everyone's always like, what is that? What are you doing? And so if you go to our Instagram page, I have a reel with just for that shoe, so you can see the details. I love that model. I have the What the Kobe 8s as well. I just think that shoe was very, you know, the cushion on the shoe, and it performed so well. I had so many colors of this shoe, it's not even funny. So, I wish I could get them all back, you know, but at the end of the day, we have so much to look forward to in the Kobe line, just like the OGTs in the intro. You know, we know that there's going to be a Nike SB skateboard and Kobe collaboration that was done in the past, and then also Air Force One, particularly for commemorating his time when he was a sneaker free agent and he was wearing Air Force One mids, you know what I'm saying, and strapping them things up. So he had some, his Rucker Park was appearance in the Entertainers Basketball Classic, the EBC. That was like a white and orange mid Air Force One that he just strapped up and then gave y'all buckets. So he did that in some white and gold ones, and I think that's going to be the inspiration for his shoe, aside from the Hirachi flight basketballs, you know, where we had the Lakers away colorway that got really popular and sold out pretty quickly. But then all the retailers like did a restock, and they're still sitting around to this day at multiple sites, maybe not the bigger sizes anymore. But I was happy to see that people had a chance to go get those because I think it was lost in translation that I have the white ones that came out many years ago as well. So, you know, there's a reel of that on the Instagram page and a short on the YouTube page if you want to see those details as well. But just really excited. Mamba forever. You know what I mean? So we love Kobe over here, and just really excited for the new models to come. They're also bringing back the 9, which is a bigger, you know, with the, that was after the Achilles, and you know, so that had like the stitches in the back was a part of his journey to show like, this is where I had the stitches in the back of my ankle, and it's a high top shoe, looked like a boxing shoe or something like that. And we know that at least the Christmas colorway is coming back for the holiday season as well. I love that shoe, that model. I have the New Orleans colorway, but at this for the All-Star game that was in New Orleans, the Voodoo. But again, a model that I had probably like 4 different colorways and ended up selling them after I wore them or played in them or something like that. And it was just like, oh man, I should have kept 1 or 2 of those.
You had the Black History Month too, correct?
I did. The black and white ones. I had Black History Month. I had like the orange and olive green, like that Hunter edition, because each one had a certain theme or characteristic. That's when the storytelling was at its peak, in my opinion, because the storylines was a big thread all the way through. And then they had the low top ones too, you know what I mean? So you had the Michael Jackson ones. So I had the Moonwalkers. I've told y'all the story in old episodes of what that auto acquisition was in the Nike outlet store, or how I had like 4 or 5 of those pairs of the Kobe 9 low Moonwalker, where purple, and then literally the sole was translucent and looked like the moon on the bottom. So yeah, I had them, sold them, got them back again, sold them again, you know. So at the end of the day, like, how did that shoe get to like one of those towering stacks at the Nike outlet? That's what was going on at that time. That's why it's hard to respect what's going on in the sneaker game right now, especially how people are just exploiting the heck out of the exclusivity of a Kobe shoe when this only exists because he passed away. It has nothing to do with anything else. So, you know, we'll see. But I hope that more, you know, increased quantities continue, and people that want them can get them. So great job, Vanessa, and you're revamping the Mamacita brand, you know, which is the sweatsuits and then the whole athletic performance facility, and making sure you give back to the girls. And one more thing I just wanted to mention too is that along with Vanessa's involvement, she's helped carve out strategic relationships with colleges. So now we have multiple teams that are Nike schools, but they're the Kobe school now. So they wear exclusively Kobe. So like University of Kentucky, they're one of the schools. All right. USC, to which his older daughter goes through anyway. So that's why you see Bronny James in some Kobe's too now, over at USC. When he's not wearing his dad's stuff, you know what I'm saying? But USC became a Kobe Nike school. So I actually like to see more of that. Actually, when you do that though, put the logo on the jersey. I need to see the sheath. I need that. Put that on the jersey. You put the jump man and all the other stuff. Like, put this. I need to see this on Kentucky jersey. I need to see, or at least the warm up top or something. I just need to see some Kobe branded, you know, collegiate strategic partner, you know, apparel and jerseys, because you got the shoes. But, you know, let's see that full circle translate. Just a thought, but just pointing out that there's been an evolution and who's wearing Kobe's. And then now, you know, maybe in the age of NILs and all this other stuff, maybe that helps you seal the deal that you get to wear Kobe's that other people will not have when you choose what school you want to hoop for. And that's guys and girls, because you know he loves supporting women's basketball in particular as well. But it goes for both sides. So, yeah, Kobe.
With Kobe. That being said, Shark, I'm intrigued because I was kind of shocked with the Kobe Nike branded schools. Do you think there's potential with Kobe legacy being what it is, Mamba forever, to where we will see maybe Kobe athletes, kind of like a Jordan brand athlete in the NBA, where there will be some Kobe signature shoes, particularly for the next draft, 28, 29, somewhere down in the future? You think things are going to stop right there at the collegiate level, possibly? So right now, the possibilities are endless.
I felt like that's a shortcoming of what they could have already started at the end of his playing career, where you can plant those seeds and you can get the next generation already wearing it in his last season on the court type stuff. Just like the Jordan brand had Team Jordan and everything like that. And I know that LeBron, so I have to talk about LeBron real quickly, because story told that he started to attempt to have Team LeBron, but it just never panned out all the way. Like, if I'm not mistaken, Luka Doncic was supposed to be the first on Team LeBron. But Jordan Brand gave him whatever deal that gave him his own signature, and that's where he wanted to go. But if I'm not mistaken, I think Luka was supposed to be the first Team LeBron. And I was like, okay, well, then who was next then? Because there was no – Luka didn't just get here. You know what I mean? So, like, what's the plan? Because you're going to need to – I think LeBron's plan is his sons to be it, right? But anything else, I think that it has value, but the value can go away if you don't execute it right, or like, you know, if Duke is one of those schools, you know, like, do you now not like it because it's Duke? You know what I mean? Like, or just this and this. But put out the Kobe's and roll out March Madness and show me why it's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like, all you got to do is have the run, and everything else plans itself out. You know what I mean? So I just think that when it comes to the Kobe legacy, it's so, we know who he is, but it's just like, you know, the brand itself and the equity of what he's trying to represent with these partnerships. Like, I feel like you're going to have more schools eventually anyway. But what does that mean? Because we don't want to cookie cutter anything. But I just think that, you know, with the quality of the product that speaks for itself, and we know that people were, the first two GT cuts, everyone was getting them because the lack of Kobe's, and that was the most Kobe-ish silhouetted shoe that there's. Like, think about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what that did, Kobe's lack of inventory drove up the sales of another team shoe that was, it had nothing to do with Kobe, but it was because it had similar performance elements and it was the same type of silhouette that everyone loved. I'm sitting there like, the fact that y'all didn't do that on purpose is part of the problem that you weren't. What problem are you solving? You know what I mean? Did you not see that that's what people want? There's statistics all over the place that will tell you what people are wearing in the NBA. And Kobe was in the top three always of what was on, you know, feet on court. So kicks on court, you know. So that, with that, I just feel like, you know, we'll see what the retail cycle looks like, you know. But Kobe's, they're always going to be on the court, no matter what. Whether it's the regular NBA court, All-Star game, celebrity All-Star game, you're just always going to see Kobe's all over the place. The kids are rocking them. That's what they're training in. So, yeah. I was actually happy to see reverse Grinches out and about. I just wish I saw more of them, because I was like, and where did everyone, where are all the people that bought them? Where, like, where are they at? You know, so just love to see more. But really excited for the collections and other colorways that are coming throughout the summer. And I just wish we really released more popular colors and stuff like that, rather, because I feel like you're squeezing in some of the stuff that wasn't as popular, and then, you know, cause it's like that sunset colorway of the eights. And I was just like, that's the one you brought back? Like, can I get the Barcelona? Can I get some other, you know, like, there's plenty of other things. Give me the ones that I had, the actual purple that was like the wine purple, you know, colorway. And then the, you know, there was like a crimson colorway as well. I had that. There was like red, orangish, you know, that really accentuated that snake skin, even though it wasn't, it was still the woven upper, but it still represented that mesh or blended colorway that faded, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, there's so many of these. I was just naming eights, you know what I mean? But can't wait for more sixes, and we'll see what we're going to get. So I just hope, I really want those Italian camos, and I just hope other people don't ruin it to get that experience.
I'm trying to think what Kobe, and maybe you can help me out, because I'm starting to get a blank here, Shark, but one of my greatest misses was, for you old school heads, you guys remember Rugged Warehouse, and that was basically more like a TJ Maxx / Marshalls, but everything was hash wall. Even the clothes were hash wall. You could always find a diamond in the rough. And I forgot if it was the Kobe 5, low top Kobe. It was a lot of Kobe's that came out that were for colleges. So they had a Rice, Texas, a few of them. And I remember on that hash wall, they had literally a whole size run of, I think, what college was it? I believe it was Rice. And I looked at it and I was like, do I really need to spend $50 on another shoe? Until this day, I'm just like, psh. So just going back to what you talk about as far as when Kobe's were available, outlets, it was more about performance and so forth. That's one of my greatest misses we're seeing.
Yeah, they were doing high school PEs.
There you go.
That made it to other stuff too. Because, you know, you see me, I'm wearing my Oak Hill. But yeah, I saw the St. Anthony's, and I saw the Christ the King in particular. You know what I'm saying? And then like Fairfax High School, because I got the LeBron Fairfaxes. Like Kobe had them too. And that's Tyson Chandler, Dominguez, that palette. That's what that was going on. So yeah, we had so many options. And you know, we had ID, all of those things that we could just have more options for our Kobe's. So yeah, interested to see, like, can we bring back an ID just for Kobe or something, please?
Make it accessible.
Because I heard that defining moment of the low top nines or whatever, when he broke the record, I think it was versus like Minnesota, he did it at the free throw line, and you could ID that shoe, but you could only do limited combinations, okay? And I'm mad that I didn't ID that shoe. I ID'd that shoe, but not that one, not the commemorative one. And I was just like, man. And I had a Swoosh account at the time, and I was just like, I should have just did it.
That's heard that times because the accessibility was there, and you not even, for lack of a better term, you were that pressed to even do it. It just shows.
I would have been buying something ID every day if I could Swoosh it. You know what I mean? So, because I was playing with so many colors and everything like that. And then you just make a final decision because you just can't buy them all. But at the end of the day, like, man, what a time to be alive. We could just bring that back for a little bit. Think about that, folks, that you're listening. Kobe Bryant broke a record, okay? And then you had to go to Nike ID to buy the shoe so you could actually make it look like what he was wearing, or you could tweak a couple of the layers even though it was the same palette. And it was just like, man, that's what we was doing. When Kevin Durant broke the scoring record, he had a special edition Nike ID pattern. Wow. We don't even get a special shoe for these record-breaking things anymore. You know what I mean? Like, let alone a ID that I could make it mine. I don't know where the cost value changed that we don't do that anymore, but man, this is why people don't have the creativity, because you don't even give them an outlet to play around with stuff. So there you go. So at the end of the day, just to wrap up, on behalf of Kobe Bean Bryant, the Black Mamba, we're really excited. Again, Kobe 8, we just passed the 2/8/24, the date that made it perfect for this shoe to release. He has a new statue outside of the Staples Center, more Mambas to come, Mambacitas and everything else in between. So just wanted to give Kobe some love, let's just keep the party going, and don't please stop with the crazy reselling. Please. And so that we can continue to honor the legacy of Kobe Bryant and continue to get more of his sneakers and apparel released to the public. And people that want it, they can get it. So good place to wrap up. So to sign off for this episode is T-Mart the Street Shark.
And your man at OGO. Until next time, peace to you.